Are you one of those people that when tries to talk to anyone is just awkward and has no idea of what to say? Are you one of those people that try to ask something and when you do you just get one answer? Or the worst one, are you one of those people that ask something and try to talk to someone and they just walk out? Well, I have the solution for you. I'm gonna teach you how to small talk. Whether it be for your friends, for your family, for the person you like, or just not to be socially awkward. If you want to learn more about this, well, stay, I guess. I'm Ace Wolf, and this is the Ace Wolf Podcast. Hey, thanks for being here again, or whether it be the first time, if it's the first time, subscribe or whatever podcasts do. Today, we're going to talk about small talk. I know a lot of people really, really have an issue when it comes to small talk, whether it be just talking to a family member that you see a lot of time, or whether it be just talking to a friend, or whether it be someone you meet, whether it be trying to talk to that special person, or whether it be with just a friend but you have nothing to talk about. This is a common issue of everyone, mostly of teenagers. So I'm here, as always, to try to help you a little bit on how to small talk. So I'm gonna go through some points and I'm gonna try to read them and try to express them in the least boring way possible, which is very hard when you're trying to get a point through and when you're trying to teach something, you know? And there's a teacher out there saying, well, don't you hate the educational system? You see, it's not that easy. My response to that is, this is not my profession. I don't do this every day. And even though I want it, I do it better than you do. Okay, let's not get to our feelings. And first point. So when it comes to small talk, whether it be with anyone, this applies more to when you're trying to speak to that special one. You enter with a mindset that tells you, hey, you shouldn't do this. Or maybe, hey, you're not the best talking. You should let them talk. That's freaking bullshit. When you're trying to do this, what you should do is enter with a win mindset. It doesn't matter how good your questions are. If you're too insecure, that is bad. It doesn't matter if you have awesome questions or you have awesome talking points. If you enter insecure to the other person, that's gonna look very bad. The other person is gonna be like, does he even or she even want to be here, etc. Number two, if you enter with the good mindset, cool. If you are talking more and you're a little bit more confident, good. But body language is key. And although everybody doesn't make a lot of changes when it comes to this, you should. Why is this? When you have your arms crossed or something, well, people are going to be like, he doesn't want to be talked to. Or when you have your arms crossed with your legs crossed, or you just try to avoid eye contact, everyone's going to be like, yep, that person is a total no-no talk to. Whether you be the starter or the one that is getting started to talk to. So that's tip number one, or just rule number one, I guess. Point number two, try not to have one-word answer questions. I see these all the time. It's so boring where people are just doing like an interview. Don't do a freaking interview. If you want answers from them, well, just sit them down and tell them this is a freaking interview. No, it's not an interview. Just do questions like, where are you from? Do you like blank? Etc. Those questions are so, so, so bad. Haven't you been in a conversation where people come to you and you're like, okay, so where are you from? I'm from Miami. Oh, do you like dogs? Yes. Okay, bye, thank you. No, you don't want that. You want to have, and this leads me to my third point, have more adaptable questions in mind. And by adaptable, I mean questions that you can adapt it in the environment and context you're in, depending where you're at and what person you're talking to. So what exactly do I mean with this? So if let's say you're in an occasion that you met someone because someone else presented them to you. So let's say you were with your friend Bobby and he presented you to her friend Natasha. Well, the only thing you need to do is try to start the conversation asking how they met them or something related to that. Not exactly how do you meet them, but something that leads to that. For example, hey, he's a good guy. What a nice party he did or whatever, you understand? Or if let's say you want to talk to, you know, the special guy or the special girl that is right over there and you finally build up the courage to say hi. Don't just go to them and say, hi, how are you? No, look at the context. And if you're beside each other and there's just like awkward silence, okay, then go like with a subtle hi. But if let's say they're there and they're just sitting down in another place and you look for them, try to sit down, maybe say a small hey or whatever, but try to say something like, hey, good at the game or something, or whatever, depending on the context you are. Just make the questions and your comments adaptable to where you are. Don't just make random comments and random questions that everyone would do in small talk that people already anticipate. Surprise is the key to humor, the key to talking, the key to storytelling. Surprise is the key to life. So my fourth point is, get them to freaking talk to you. And by talk, I don't mean like them all saying like, yes, no, maybe, get out of my way. No, not that type of talking. I'm talking about the talk that they are really, really already talking, and you're in a conversation in where questions don't need to be asked. So what do I mean? After you get through all of these boring questions, because yes, almost every small talk needs boring questions, questions with short answers, and then you go going from short to medium to long answers. Once you get information, you start getting information about them and about something about them, whether it be their favorite something or whether it be where they went to where they were little. Now you have information about them. So touch on those issues. You know, minimal things about them that you can develop. Let's say they told you, I went to this academy, yeah, but there was a lot of things that happened. And then go through there. Ask them a question that would develop for them to talking and for them to relate to you. And if that doesn't work, if those questions just go into small questions, then you try to give a story that could be relatable to almost everyone in which they can tell a story of them. Now, what if you don't have enough information? Instead of asking things like, what's your job? Where are you studying? You need to get that information without you exactly asking for them. Ask for it indirectly. What do I mean by this? For example, if it's someone very extroverted, be like, well, you're pretty extroverted. You're probably a businessman or a salesman. That's much better. And that just doesn't get them a compliment, which you're gonna be like, cool, I didn't know I was that extroverted. Or if they knew, they're just gonna feel good about it because they're extroverts. It's also indirectly asks the question, what do you work in? And if they do work in that, you're like, hey, you guessed. And if they're not, then they're gonna be like, no, I'm actually working in this. Get them to talk without actually making questions. You know what I mean? Let's say you get after this to a more extent point, you know more about them. And let's say they tell them what they work in or what they like to do, their hobbies, and say, well, but at the end of the day, you do all these things, but what's your passion? Like, what do you think is your purpose in life? Get them thinking. Maybe they're like, what the fuck, why are you asking this? And if you see that, we'll try to abort. But most of the time, people like to be asked those questions. People love talking about themselves. They're exceptions, and that's why you need to adapt your questions depending on the person also. Point number 5, actually be fucking interested in what they're saying. Or at least pretend to in a very, very hard way. Commitment and them seeing that you're actually interested in what they're talking about, even though they're talking about a cat they found in the desert 3 years ago. Well, that's actually pretty cool and something you would like to know, but I don't know, something boring. Commitment will get them to talk more and to be more interested in what they're saying, even, and most importantly, it will get them to like you better, because they're gonna be like, unconsciously, well, this guy is listening to me, I feel good about it. Like, just think about it, when you're actually saying something and people actually care about it, they don't look at their phones, they don't look around, they're actually committed to what you're saying, people like that more, and you like that more when that happens to you, don't you? Commitment, it will get them to talk more. And after they are talking about themselves a lot, use the tactic of listen and then get them to freaking talk about this. The tactic of you get information, now touch on those topics you got information about. And something very important is try to relate to something. Again, going back, if they have a similar story to yours, say yours and then get them to talk again. Because people like to talk about themselves. It's something very, very natural of human being. Not everyone, but most people do. And my last point, and I would say the most important one, and you'll be confused, is have a fucking exit. What do I mean by this? You need to have an exit point. Whether it be I need to go to the freaking bathroom or whatever, because sometimes where it's boring or you have no time, literally, you can be like someone or want to talk to someone and they're talking about lizards and how they love having lizards all around their house, and you're going to be like, okay, abort mission. And those type of occasions, you need to have an exit point. What I mean by this, you need to have an exit plan, whether it be, hey, I need to go to the bathroom and never come back, but you don't want those because they're rude and most of the time they come through as you come back and I thought you were going to come back to talk to me. You need to give something like, first, start turning your body language. Body language is very important. So maybe start turning your feet towards another direction. Then start turning your legs towards another direction. Then start looking to other people in another direction, giving the unconscious and maybe sometimes conscious hint, I don't want to talk to you right now. I'm really boring, but by all you're saying, or I have no time, I really need to go, although I want to talk to you. So whether it be they're talking about, they already talked about their job, when they finish a sentence or something, cut them off and say, hey, I know you'll do great in everything you do, like for real. Like, I listen to all your stories, and I'm sure you'll do great, but hey, I really need to go. So compliment them. Make them feel good when you go away. Don't leave them with that bad taste of, well, I was in the half of a sentence, you know what I mean? Or if they were giving your idea, people love talking about their ideas they have or whatever. Tell, hey, I really loved your idea. Like, I'm going to really actually think about it these days. And then you go, etc. Try to make them feel good before your exit plan. Unless they're a douchebag and you're just like, fuck you, I'm out. And then you're out. Just as I'm out right now because I ran out of points. I totally have more. I just feel I should leave them for another podcast. With that said, you are awesome. You are the best. And I know you'll apply these tactics better now that you're already great in small talk. You see what I did there? I applied my own tactic, and now you feel good. Now if I go away, you listen to another of my podcast. How about that? Thanks for listening. I'm Ace Wolf, and this is the Ace Wolf Podcast.